Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
Should we tell them?
No.
I feel we need to. You know how I feel,
Why?
Right? Because Why? I feel they have a right to know, because that's how I am.
Well, then fine, tell them.
Guys, we're not in the car tonight.
Oh.
We are. That's. What else did you think I was going to tell them?
I don't know.
Did you think I had some big breaking news?
No, because
like
I don't
I'm
think...
pregnant and I'm having a baby, which
yeah,
I'm not.
Imagine.
Oh my God, no. But I get asked that every time I go to get tests done. Any chance you could be pregnant? Okay, stop willing it. No. Oh my goodness. So yeah, so we're not in the car tonight, guys.
Uh-huh.
So we're doing our best.
I think it'll be fine, Lisa.
I think it will. Samantha, I have some bad news.
The Riders lost?
No, worse than that. And I don't even know. And I don't mean to start the podcast off like this, but I feel I need to.
Okay.
I'm really, really, really sad.
About?
Like you don't even understand how sad I am. Like, I'm so sad. Like so sad. That many so's and then mm-hmm. sad. So
okay.
We're almost at the end of November, right?
Uh-huh.
And I haven't even had one icy square. I'm missing icy squares.
I think you're going to live.
I don't feel like I am, actually.
I think you are.
I'm walking around aimlessly looking for icy squares.
I think they're at the Shoppers.
And I haven't. And I'm so sad.
Lisa.
Samantha.
You have the diabetes.
I know, but you can eat them in the moderation. Right?
Whatever.
Right? They have no carbs.
Uh-huh.
They have no carbs. They got some sugar.
They got all the sugar.
They got all the sugar. But it's just Samantha. But here's the thing, right? Is that it's just a little square. I just want one.
Fine. Go get them.
Because my advent calendar. No, what I want is I want somebody to buy some for me like they always did every other year.
Yeah, but now you've told people you got the diabetes and they're not going to be a party to that.
I know. But look at now I'm telling you. Right now,
I can manage them. I'm not getting them.
That's nice. Thank you.
It's bad enough. My mother wants to bake for you, but
yes.
she wants me to monitor your eating. So I'm every time I see you, that's when you get a little bit of baking. I said, I'm not going to be that person.
What are you
going to
do? Just pull it out of your pussy coat? Here, look at what I got here. I got a cookie.
Well, because apparently, Lisa, you can't be trusted.
I haven't done one thing.
You cannot be
Samantha,
trusted.
I haven't done one thing since my heart attack
you
to prove
are...
that I can't be trusted.
No, it's prior behavior.
Oh,
so
come on.
The sins of your past.
Please, right? Nothing's ever forgiven, right? Nothing's ever forgiven with Lisa.
Not when you take pictures of what you've eaten and send them to my mother. Sheila, it was awesome. I ate all the shortbread.
Because you always say, which I did say, I'm accepting shortbread this year, right?
I know.
She doesn't have to put the sprinkles on if she's concerned about the sugar.
Okay.
Right? I'm just saying, right? Like, come on, cut a girl some slack. It's Christmas, for Christ's sake.
You can't be trusted. And I'm like, well, Mom, then I guess you're going to have to divvy out a little care package.
I'm not doing it. And then that's fine, Samantha, right? If you want to be the keeper of the treats, but then I hope you're prepared to spend a lot of time with me in the next month. I'm going to be inviting you down to the Bay weekly. Did you want to come down to the Bay?
I did not agree to this. I did not agree. My
I'm
mother,
just saying.
I told Mom, then you're going to see a lot of Lisa.
Guys, I feel I can be trusted.
I don't think you can.
I think I can. You know what? Yes, I think I can. I think I'm really, really good until like nighttime.
Until about nighttime.
And mm-hmm. then I think I have my hot, I can phone a friend. Right? And I can
I'm going to eat too many cookies.
Right? And I can back my way out of the trouble. I know I can do it. Don't give up on me, Sperlings. Come on. What the hell? Right?
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
It's not that funny. It's funny.
It's kind of
things
funny.
Things should be funny. Both of us should be laughing.
I thought
right?
it was funny.
Good. That's good. Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
pretty
Samantha.
Much.
How's your week been?
Oh, Lisa, you know.
Right? You hate now.
No, I don't hate.
I'm kind of hate.
No,
you hate
I don't.
Parts of now.
Well, you know, Christmas isn't my favorite time of year.
Not. Bah humbug Sperling.
Bah humbug Sperling. But yeah. I can get through it.
Yeah, you need some baking. You'll do fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Right? Try to be a Gibson right now. Do you know what it's like being a Gibson right now? Right? Right? The rider's lost?
Yes.
Right?
Lisa, I think I have to tell you something, though.
Oh, okay. What? Tell me.
I think I made the riders lose.
What? Yeah. Shut the front door. How did you make them lose? How did you make the riders lose? You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
I did something I typically would not do.
You watched the game.
I watched the last. Oh, I watched the last 3 minutes, 10 minutes of the fourth quarter, and
that's when I needed you not to watch the game. I need you not to watch. Three times we're down at the 5-yard line, and you decide to watch the game.
I watched it, and I'm like, oh my god. It's because of me.
It's 100%. I can't believe you. You know what? I hope you know Mike's going to hate you.
I know.
Right? And guess what? I kind of hate you too. I kind of hate you a little bit too. Are you serious?
When they fumbled the ball again, and I'm like, I can't watch. And I made Shelby change the channel. And then I thought, oh, it was because I was watching.
Oh. Well, thank you very much for contributing to our heartache. Right?
Oh,
remind
they,
me.
They
remind,
sucked, though.
They did, right? They remind sucked. We didn't. They didn't deserve to win, right? They didn't play well. But remind me that when the Jays are in the World Series, which isn't going to be anytime soon, to remind me not to tell you about it.
Yes, because then I'll watch.
Oh my God! Fake fan is not supposed to be on the TV. She's supposed to be at home reading a book.
Yeah.
Crocheting or doing something lame like that, not watching the game.
I don't crochet.
I know, but you should.
Yeah, I know. It's funny though.
It's not that funny.
I know. I thought, oh my god, I made them lose.
You killed our rider pride. You took our spirit and you stomped on it on the 5-yard line 3 times. That's on you.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Wow.
Even though they couldn't hold on to a ball if their life depended on it.
Well, apparently you could have done better, apparently.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
All right, okay. Samantha.
But have you heard of that Disney Plus channel?
Yeah, but I DFC. I don't care about it, right? Because I don't care about Disney.
Well, okay. No, I wouldn't get it either. But apparently, big hit.
Really?
10 million people have already signed up for it.
Are you serious?
They crashed the site. They're having huge tech issues. Huge, still a week later. And apparently they've been hacked.
And what is it? Is it just like all like just Disney cartoons and shit?
Marvel,
or their movies?
Anything to do with Disney. Anything that Disney has their hand in. It's all movies, sitcoms, everything.
I wonder if my General Hospital's on there because they're owned by Disney.
Gen Hosp.
Don't tell the world my password. Right? To everything I have.
Okay, but you know what lives with Disney?
What?
Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse.
And they just turned 91.
I know. Isn't that cool?
So that's older than you.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Like, that's older than both of us.
It is older than both of us. How crazy is that, hey? like 91.
That's pretty cool.
90, like they're going to live forever. Like, I don't think that they die.
They're not real, so yes.
They're kind of real, right? Because you see them at Disneyland and things like
Lisa, it's a costume.
I know, but I'm just saying, right? It's kind of still real. Do you know who else had a birthday?
Who?
Remember the Gerber baby? Remember Gerber baby food?
Okay.
Okay, you remember the picture of the baby?
Yeah.
Okay, she's 93 today.
How do you find out this information?
I just learned this stuff in my day, Samantha. Right? The Gerber baby lady is 93.
Awesome. Right? I'm so excited. She should be celebrating with Mickey and Minnie.
She should be. And I wonder, is her picture, because of course, right, we don't have babies, so I don't know what baby food looks like. I wonder if her picture's still used today.
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, Let's ask two. We have two people we can ask. Let's ask dear Andrea, who doesn't have babies, but knows everything that there is in the world. Right? And Cameron.
Yes.
Cameron might know.
Cameron might know too.
Yeah. I want to know if anybody knows, is the Gerber baby still on the Gerber baby food?
Yes.
If that even exists. I don't even know. Right.
Okay. You know what's really funny though? Is that direct message today from our Instagram.
Yes.
And who is that?
Mia Casa.
Mia Casa on our Instagram Googled a pot with a strainer lid and found one for Lisa.
And Lisa's going to buy one. And then I replied back going, woo. And she's like, I got you. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do, girl. And it's only like $59.
Oh, God.
Right. It's like affordable.
It's affordable.
So affordable. I was like, when I saw that, I'm like, yes, score.
Score.
Right? Right? Like, I just got to figure out what pot to get rid of because I don't need to keep them all. That's what I was looking for. Right?
You have $700 pots.
And pans. And then we got those gold ones, right? The ones that you could do like the solo cup on.
Oh, sweet. Remember
I ordered that online.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I don't use it because I'm scared of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's expensive and it's heavy. Like your pots and pans shouldn't it shouldn't be a weight. Like I have weight restrictions for lifting and my pots and pans at home shouldn't be part of it.
No, they
just
shouldn't.
But Samantha, I do. I have some rage.
Oh God. Now what?
I got TV show rage.
Why?
Because have you not noticed since the time change TV from 6 to 8 o'clock at night is like just the shittiest.
It is because I watch Netflix.
Oh, I don't watch Netflix. I watch the local news, yawn, right? And then I still have an hour before shows. No shows start till 8.
8.
And why is that? Like,
has that always
been? I thought shows used to start at 7.
Okay. No.
Like, why do shows got to start at 8 now?
Before the time change, they started at 6.
Yeah, so what happened to 7? Everything just bumped up an hour, I thought.
I don't know.
But every night I'm like, nothing's on, nothing's on, nothing's on.
Okay, right? Lisa, start a show. Get a sitcom.
Well, I may have to.
Go plug your
sitcom that doesn't exist.
That doesn't exist.
Right, my non-existence.
Fill the time slot with your chatter.
Right? Maybe that's what's needed. Maybe Lisa and Sam need to be live from 6 to 8.
Maybe that's
our time.
I do not have enough in my brain to talk for 2 hours. You do. Okay, let's be honest. You could talk 24/7.
Samantha, according to my husband, I do talk 24/7. Right? And when I'm home by myself, we've already aired this laundry before in previous episodes. I do still talk. Still a talker at home.
To yourself.
Yeah. My husband could be at home by himself and I'm sure not one word gets said. I'm like everything, right? Like, oh, is that the rug? Oh, is that the bed? Is that the pillow? Everything, right?
Don't even get me started
talking about pillows. I'm on TV rage. But I don't know. I'm just saying, right? That seems to be something new. I don't remember always hating 6 to 8 anymore.
Well, then 6 to 8 should be when you watch General Hospital.
I know, right? That's a good point. Which is so good right now.
Oh, God.
I'm not getting into it. I'm not getting into it, Samantha.
Because I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care.
Which makes no sense at all. 50-year-old woman should be taping the GH and watching it and into it. Nicholas Cassadine is back. Come on, Samantha. But all right, you're right. You don't care. Right? Just saying.
I don't.
Sometimes you gotta make room in your life for things to care about. And that might be one of them.
I have no room left.
No, right. All areas for caring are all occupied.
They're done. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
We're good. But you know what I care about now?
Tell me.
That they're going to do Cats at the movie.
Oh, I don't know how I feel.
I don't care.
I don't know how I feel. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking my opinion.
I don't care. Like, I guess it's fine as a Broadway show with a bunch of people in cat suits jumping around.
Like, I've seen the Broadway show 2 times. Loved it. But I don't think I want to see it as a movie.
I've never seen it.
No. Do you want to see it as a movie?
No.
No. No. Right?
No.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
No.
Not needed. Not needed. Some things just aren't needed. Like, not everything needs to become a movie.
I agree.
Right?
It just becomes... If everyone could just stick to the Hallmark Channel, you know...
Boom.
Formula of making movies.
It would just be perfect and rosy and life is happy.
Perfect.
Right? Boy meets girl. Boy goes ice skating.
Don't make fun.
I'm just saying.
Your friend, yes. Ron Oliver, just celebrated.
Yes, he's a director.
His newest movie.
Yeah. Who's in it? Guy who used to be on General Hospital.
Ryan Pavey.
Hallmark movies, Samantha, if you pay attention, this winter season, Hallmark movies are like 6 degrees of General Hospital.
They are. Right?
And I don't know if it's a step up or a step down. That's the weird part.
It's hard to say.
Right? Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe it's a lateral move.
I think it's a lateral move,
yeah.
But I think people respond to it better.
I think, yeah. You think it's better to say, "Yo, yeah, I star in the Hallmark movie," as opposed to "I play the cop on GH."
Well, it's still a movie.
I guess it's still a movie.
Still a movie.
I guess it's not what I watch though. It's not my channel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm just saying.
Okay, but you know what? I have been watching a little bit just because I was curious.
What?
The Food Network's Christmas Cookie Challenge.
Hello, hello. Did you see that I won it?
You weren't on it.
Well, I'm pretty close to being on it.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Well, yes, I am. When no, they did not. When they did their cookie garland, I have a cookie garland in my mind, right?
No,
yes,
don't.
I do.
No,
yes,
you
I
don't.
Do. And it's a Silver Bells theme. You know the song, Silver Bells, Silver Bells. It's a Silver Bells.
No.
It's a Silver Bells theme.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You're not on it. You're not participating in it.
Next year, I'm going to apply.
You can't bake.
Well, I don't know because I don't bake. But what happens if that
you
is my
think, no, you think baking ability. Is potato chips, crushing up potato chips, and stirring them in chocolate.
And everybody loved them. Everybody loved them. When we did our big exchange, and I put them in the little, festive drink cups.
Yes.
And everybody loved them. And everybody was like, oh my God, these are to die for. What's the recipe? Ripple chips and some chocolate. Right? So it's the kiss theory. Keep it simple, stupid. But it was the hit. It was the bell of the ball.
The right? bell of the ball.
Right? And chips and chocolate. You know what, friends of the podcast? I challenge you. Make them. Google it. They're so easy to make. Put that on. You put that on the Cookie Festive Network, and I guarantee you, I'm going to be like owning that network. They're going to be, what else can you do? Oh my God. It's endless what else I can do. It's
Stop.
Just endless. It's
Stop.
Like, right? And then they made like the little, and here's your traditional cookie. And it looked, oh, I would do a mitten. I would make a mitten. Right? So, right? Some people. I would make a mitten, not a glove. I would make a mitten. Because a glove isn't really, it's festive, but a mitten is more festive, right?
Shut up.
Just saying. Right? It'd be mittens and poops. I'd make a mitten. And that would be my, festive cookie.
Okay, enough. Enough.
Samantha, right?
You're insane.
I'm a little bit crazy. I like just love the Food Network so much.
Okay.
And in my mind, like I said, so I'm not making it with them, but in my mind, I'm creating with them. And I'm like, oh, okay, so you did that. Well, guess I would do this. Boom, shakalaka. That's what I'm thinking. But Samantha, you're laughing and having so much fun at that. You know what that makes me think? It makes me think that you've already decorated for Christmas because I think you're the happiest person right now talking about the holidays.
I am not. I have not decorated. I did put out my elf though.
Okay, because well then that's good because they say the people who decorate early are the happiest people.
Oh.
Yeah. So Maybe you better. Maybe you gotta decorate.
I almost felt like decorating like on Monday.
Did you?
Yeah, and then chose not to.
Because I bet you on not on the Food Network, but I bet you there's another network that does like Christmas decorating ideas.
Oh,
and you
God.
Can decorate your apartment. And you'd be like me. Like, so when I'm like mitten and toque, you'd be like elf and snowman over to the left. You just do the same type of thing. Right? Just saying. I'm just saying, that's what you
elf
would be.
And snowman, to the left.
Yeah. Just like I'm like, oh my God, mitten and toque. Those are my classic cookies.
Right? Oh my God.
And then we could compare notes and it could be like, oh my God, we'd have our own podcast. We could have a second podcast. It could be on Decorating Your House for Christmas by Sam and the classic Christmas cookie by Lisa. Right? It'd be like a sweaty balls episode or something like that. Right?
Stop. Oh my God.
But you know what I'm not impressed with?
What?
I got to end all the laughter. Now I got to get serious with you. There's two new Oreo flavors coming out in January.
Okay.
Because always Oreos got to do their new flavors, right?
Yeah.
So one flavor is chocolate marshmallow and the other is caramel coconut. Correct me if I'm wrong. Have we not seen these cookies out there in the world? Have we not seen a chocolate marshmallow cookie? Is it not called a Viva Puff or something like that in Canada?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
right?
But and caramel coconut?
It seems, ugh. Right?
That seems wrong.
Seems too much, eh?
That seems wrong.
Yeah, it seems wrong.
It seems wrong.
Seems like, come on, Oreo, just go again. You know my theory, right? Can we just stick to Oreo?
Can we just stick to an Oreo?
That's what you did best. Yeah, you made your millions and billions on Oreo. Not, oh, now it's January and we got two new flavors that nobody likes.
Dear Oreo.
Right? Dear Oreo, get your shit together.
Exactly. Right?
Stick to the classics like the mitten and the toque.
Oh, right? God.
That's all I'm saying. Guess what I'm eating again?
What?
Guess what's back? Back again. Pickles are back. I'm telling my friend, oh my God, I can't get enough yum yum pickles.
I'm like, oh my God.
I'm putting dum dum pickles on everything again.
Those are sweet pickles though.
Well, you have to do moderation, right? I can have four pickles and it'd still be okay, right? So you have to do moderation.
You can't moderate yourself when you cut to a yum yum.
You know what the problem is with the yum yum is that sometimes I just like them as a snack, right? Like a little plate of pickles, and I can't do that now.
You can't. Right?
No, so I can only have four, but I'm like loving them, right? Like I'm like loving pickles. And then who was it? Wasn't it John who put on our Facebook page about the pickle cupcakes?
Guess what? That's disgusting.
I would eat them. How bad could they be?
Ugh.
I didn't think they look. I don't like. I mean, they wouldn't be like, oh, do you want the dill pickle cupcake or the chocolate? But if that's the only cupcake left in the world, I could think of a whole lot worse flavors.
I don't want a dill pickle cupcake.
Why?
Because it seems wrong.
You don't like deep fried dill pickles either.
No, they're gross.
Like when we get the frickles.
And I don't like them at all.
No, nope. You're not a fan, right?
Nope, because pickles shouldn't be warm.
I know, that's your thing.
That's my theory.
You don't like tomato shouldn't be warm.
Nope.
Right? Because I don't think you like this. You don't like soggy.
I don't like soggy. Tomatoes need to be crisp and cold. The only reason I eat tomato sauce is because they're pureed, pretty much.
Okay, yeah. What about stewed tomatoes? Do you like stewed tomatoes? I like love those things.
They're okay.
Yeah. Like I can eat a can of them.
Do you need to be that person?
Yeah. Guess what? You know how much corn I had for supper tonight?
Sure.
Taking matters into my own hands.
Oh my God.
Yep, taking matters into my own hands.
Lisa, I can suggest something a little bit nicer.
Which is what?
Just buy some Activia yogurt.
No, I eat that too. No, it doesn't. No, probiotic doesn't matter anymore. Right? So now I'm moving on to corn. Right? Oh, I'm just saying. That's where I've moved, right? So yeah, so pickles are back, and then I overindulged in corn.
But are you still all about an apple?
Oh my God. I'm like, I'm like an apple. Okay, you ready for this? Here's some breaking news for you, Samantha. I'm an apple connoisseur.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I know apples. I know apples. I know the green ones are for baking. Don't buy them. Right? Those ones you don't just eat because they're sour. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I know apples. There's three types of apples right now that I know really, really well. One's red. The other's red with a little bit of green. And the other's delicious. Right?
You don't know the names of them?
I don't need to. They're apples. They're red apples. Right? So I still love them so, so much.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I'm still loving apples. For sure. But okay. What I find right now, I'm trying the delicious apples. First off, right? Because of their shape, harder to peel. Because I don't like the peel, right? Harder to peel.
You don't eat the peel?
No, I'm not eating the peel. Why?
You're a monster.
Really? Do you eat potato peel?
Yes, if they're baked.
Do you eat banana peel?
No, because that's disgusting.
Orange peel?
No.
No, exactly. So no apple peel. It's its cover. It's its jacket. You don't eat somebody's jacket. It's its coats. You don't eat their coats. You take the coat off. Right? Like, what do you think? Like, you're a monster.
Oh my God. How did I not know this about you?
Because apples just became after heart attack, right? Right. There's pre-heart attack and post-heart attack, right? Apples became post-heart attack food.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So don't eat the jackets. So you peel them. But what I find with the delicious apple is that they're really, really good, but they go brown quicker when you and I slice them too, right? Because I'm that lazy.
Yeah.
And they go brown a little bit quicker than just the red with a bit of green. That's the one they get, is the red with a bit of green. And when you when you eat it, this is what you think. Oh, my Nana used those apples. It's like that apple is your apple from your youth. And you know that. When you taste it, you're just like, it's the apple from your youth.
I'm going to go on a limb here and call it a Macintosh.
Could be. It very well could be a Macintosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it round and red with a bit of green?
Apples are round.
Yeah. And it always has a little bit of green on it too, right? So and does that remind you of your youth?
Yes, Lisa, it does.
Then that's the one. That's definitely right now. That's the one to pick, Sam. That's the one.
You know what I think?
What?
You need to go to work.
Well, I'm back part time, right? But still, it's not filling up all my time.
Okay, so since you are at home, doing a 70-30 split now.
Yes.
70 working, 30 resting.
Yeah.
What's your favorite daytime TV show?
Okay, you're not even going to believe this. I don't even believe it, but I was thinking about this the other day. It's Rachel Ray. Because she got a little cooking. That's why. She's a little cooking segment. Yep.
Oh my God.
I love Rachel Ray.
Really?
Yep. Because she has her guests at the beginning, then she does her cooking, and then that's kind of the end of her show. Yeah.
Yeah. For someone who doesn't cook, you're really obsessed with it.
It's my new thing. Because I think that maybe I have an untapped skill that I really don't know about.
It's pretty untapped.
It's really untapped. Like I haven't ventured into that. So you're right. It is really it's really untapped. But
God.
In the past, right, our cooking always tasted like necessity.
This is true.
And not to say that it still wouldn't, but the difference might be my passion. Could be the do you hear my passion?
Have a passion for watching it.
If you have passion, it can change a lot of things, right?
Okay.
I'm just saying. What's your favorite daytime show? Daytime means afternoon, so don't say Ryan and Kelly.
No, I'm thinking. I don't think I have one.
You don't?
No.
You like the talk or the social?
No.
No.
No. No.
Right now, to be perfectly honest, my favorite daytime show is The Impeachment Trial. Right? I'm quite excited with that. You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's your favorite show.
That's my favorite show right now. It's my favorite nighttime show right now, too. Right? Yeah. I'm all about the impeachment. Oh, my God. Right? Bring that bastard down.
Bring it down.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, but no. I'm just saying. Okay, but listen to this. There's a new cereal out on the market.
Another one?
Yeah. It's Blueberry Eggo Waffle. What do you think of that?
Unnecessary.
And I agree, right? And it looks like a little miniature waffle.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm like,
with half
of blueberries in it?
Like a little half a blueberry?
I guess. But here's the thing. Dear that cereal, why can't you just stay a waffle?
Yeah.
Like, why can't you just stay a waffle?
Are you putting milk all over that?
It looks like you put milk in it.
I feel like that's a cereal you buy and snack on.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. But then I wonder how hard it is. Like, is it like, because to me, I would think the consistency in my mind, the consistency would be like a honeycomb.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. And then I'm just like, hasn't that already been made? Just leave the honeycomb alone. Right? That's kind of what I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Right? Stop like pissing around with everything.
They're trying to break into the honeycomb market.
I think they are, right? Because that's the thing. Nobody ever touches the alphabets or the honeycomb. And this, you probably don't even know this. The alphabet really is the exact same as the honeycomb. It's just an alphabet.
I know, Lisa. Thank you for sharing.
I didn't know if you knew that. I didn't know if you knew that or not, right?
Yeah, I do know.
The exact same cereal.
Okay.
Right? But nobody goes after alphabets.
No.
Ever, right?
That's true.
Understand. Okay. You know how you don't watch wrestling?
All the time.
So this is all the time, don't watch wrestling. But here's something interesting, because John Cena, so he's also a movie star, not as big as The Rock, but he's still a movie star.
Yeah, he's getting there.
He's getting there, but he ain't no Rock.
Mm-mm.
He ain't no Rock. So when he was wrestling, he had an addiction to Tic Tacs, and he would eat 10,000 calories, which they say is the equivalent to 6 boxes of Tic Tacs before he would go out and wrestle.
Ew.
Yeah, because he didn't want to have bad breath because they weren't so close together. But you know what? Tic Tacs claims that like just one or two should do the job. Like where? Like wouldn't that hurt your stomach?
10,000
calories worth of Tic Tacs.
Oh, it should.
It should.
It should totally bother your stomach.
And then rot your teeth.
Oh, that's gross, man.
Like, ugh. And there's, you know, there isn't a good enough flavor of any Tic Tac to eat that many.
No.
Like Tic Tac that's in a pinch. Right? That's in a pinch. Oh, all I have left is a Tic Tac. Oh, okay. Yeah. Right? It's like that one and the green stripy one, right? Like those are just in a pinches.
In a pinch.
Yeah, right? Because your breath stinks and you had Caesar salad at lunch and you know that you shouldn't have or something like that.
Yeah, it's in a pinch.
It's in a pinch. I just thought that was interesting.
Huh, okay. Huh. Well, okay, so you know how everybody loves a good Starbucks?
Yes.
Did you know that there is a Starbucks that's 5 stories in Chicago?
I did not know that, no.
And it's really? Actually, it's the largest Starbucks in the world.
Do they need a 5-story tall Starbucks? Apparently.
Apparently. I don't know why.
So I'm going on to the second. The second level is for your lattes. And your third level is for your like macchiatos. I wonder how they have it working. Like, is that what they do? I wonder.
Maybe.
Weird, hey?
It's a lot of levels.
It's like a lot. I hope there's an escalator. It's a lot of stairs, hey? Right? That's
only,
a lot of stairs.
Only you would hope for an escalator.
I would hope for at least an escalator and then an elevator for an emergency.
That's true.
Right? That's 5 levels. That's way too, that is way, way, way too tall. Right? You know.
You know what's interesting though?
But
we go to Starbucks and there's people behind the counter. What if Starbucks became self-checkout Starbucks?
Like, what if you had to?
Are you making your own, or you're just
What if you just went up to a counter, you made your own shit, checked yourself out, sat yourself down?
Well, there'd be no people working.
Exactly.
Right?
It's a self-serve Starbucks.
I don't know.
Well, because everything else is becoming self-serve, right?
But is it too much self-serve now?
Well, because now every Shoppers has like all the self-serve checkout things and grocery stores and Walmart.
I know. It's everywhere, right?
It's everywhere.
Yeah. It's everywhere. And somebody posted that on our Facebook page and they wanted to know what we thought about it. And I'm not always a fan of the self-checkout. I think that it's a hassle most times.
Uh-huh.
Right? I know you're a self-checkout girl.
Only if I don't want to wait in line.
But you also revealed a long time ago that if it says 10 items, you'll have 12. You don't care. You don't pay attention to the rules. Right? You're like breaking the rules, right? And you know I don't stand for that, right? You follow the rules or you go to the lineup.
Yeah.
But I think it's depleting. I think there still has to be a place for customer service.
Yeah.
In the world,
there should
right?
be. Yeah.
You know?
Wasn't in that post, weren't they saying that they had to wait in line with like a basket, like a huge cart full of groceries? Yeah. And they had to scan their own groceries?
Yeah, they had to scan their own groceries.
That's a pain in the ass.
Well, and it's just a little space, right?
Yeah, it's not very big.
No, right? Like, I don't know. Like, that would drive me insane. Like, I get one or two things, maybe. Yeah. But you know, I also feel I don't like bagging my own groceries, right? I feel if I'm coming shopping, the least you can do is, like, that should be part of my experience, right? Right? Like, right? It's like where you work or where I work, you come shopping in my store and you buy clothing. I don't just, like, leave your clothes on the counter and say, okay, have a nice day. Yeah. I wrap them up. I put them in a bag. You guys wrap things up. You put them in a bag.
Yeah.
Right. That's part of your experience. So why all of a sudden now with grocery stores, is that not part of the experience?
I don't know. It's weird. Right? Hey?
Yeah. I want the warm fuzzy. I want the people. I want the warm fuzzy, Samantha.
You want the warm fuzzy.
I want the warm fuzzy. You know what? I'm an old fashioned kind of gal that way.
Well, your millennials might be pushing it. Hey.
Our millennials, they want no part of it, right?
No part of that, eh?
No part of that, no. But here's something interesting that I read, and it has nothing to do with anything. I just thought it was bizarre, okay? Do you know that there are more yoga instructors in the United States than there are people working in the coal mines? Do people, like, doesn't that seem odd?
Yeah, but yet you would think the United States would be more physically fit.
Yeah. Yes, you would think that, wouldn't you? Yeah. And they're not. Right?
And they're not.
So to me, when I read that, I just saw that in People magazine. And I'm like, that's weird that there's so many yoga instructors.
It seems odd.
Like downward dog, I got a sore back, right? Whatever. Right? What about maybe the people working in the coal mine need to go to the yoga? I don't know. It just seemed like an odd comparison, I thought.
Well, because it used to be probably a big industry.
Yeah,
maybe
probably.
That's
I don't know
how they compare it now.
Maybe I don't even know. Is there still coal? Do we still do coal?
I think so.
I don't know. Yeah, you think so?
I think
we're showing our ignorance. I think
we are again.
And I'm not trying to be ignorant. I don't know. Somebody will let us know if there's still coal.
Oh God, yeah.
Right, and I'm sure there is coal. I know we have potash, but I don't know if we have coal.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Stop talking.
Okay. I have some controversy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Week two of controversy.
Okay.
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 So Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
They are no longer donating to two Christian groups that faced backlash on LGBTQ issues. How do we feel?
I think they made the decision they felt they needed to make.
Too little, too late, maybe.
Hmm.
Right?
Maybe, probably, but at least they're trying.
I guess they're trying. But
isn't that all that anyone would ask? Is that somebody try?
I don't know. Or have they caved? Should they have always been trying and now they're just caving into pressure?
But then that's also saying, like, are you saying to never cut them slack about anything? So if they
stay there.
So whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a personal choice. Whatever. You can do what you want to do, but don't you have to give them credit for at least understanding why people are upset and then doing something about it? So you're going to burn them either way. You're not happy if they don't, and then you burn them when they do. So
damned if you do and damned if you don't.
So there was never going to be a happy space, Lisa?
I think there's
I'm not saying people
happy.
Need to be excited about it and whatever. We don't have Chick-fil-A here in Canada. So
no, we don't. Which is a whatever. Good thing.
The thing is that they were always going to be, I don't know, give them a chance.
I guess.
Maybe they're trying, and maybe this is a way of them to show that they're understanding.
Like they're turning over a new leaf?
Well, you never know.
You never know.
Right?
But maybe then they should just do that with everything. Or maybe they got to start somewhere. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, well, you got to start somewhere.
So something's better than nothing. That's what you're going with?
I guess so.
Okay, fair enough. I was just curious, Samantha, because I know you. You said you had the best chicken burger and the best milkshake ever, and I'm like,
Lisa, I Samantha. Ate there. I ate there. That's all.
I'm not eating there.
Don't look into that more than it needs to.
I'm just saying. Next time I'm in New Jersey, I'm not going to eat there.
No, then don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Okay, no, it's not meant for us to fight. So stop. Are you trying to pick a fight? Is that what you want to do?
I'm not.
To pick
a fight?
Hey, Lisa, really? You come to New Jersey? Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
That's John, our editor.
Yes. So, no, I'm not. No Chick-fil-A for this girl.
Okay, let's move on, shall we?
All right, Samantha.
Okay, so apparently Yosemite Sam's real name is Samuel Michelangelo Rosenbaum.
Wow. That's quite the mouthful, hey?
How did he get Yosemite Sam out of Samuel Michelangelo Rosenbaum?
I don't know. It sounds like he should be a painter, not like a Wild West guy.
No.
Right? Because isn't that what he is? Isn't he a Wild West guy?
He's got a big hat.
Well, and he's shooting people. Or shooting, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that his thing? Is that he's trying to shoot?
Apparently.
Yeah. Huh. Were you a Yosemite Sam fan?
No.
Because you shared the same name? Like, are you Yosemite Sam?
No.
Get it? You get it? Yosemite Sam?
Really?
You get
that? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Really? Yeah.
No? No? Uh-huh. No? Okay. Not a good joke? Not a funny
nope.
one?
Nope.
Nope. Nope. No. Not like Mitten and Toque.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, my God.
Like, I don't really remember much about Yosemite Sam. Like, I can't, like, I can place him and I can see him, but I can't really...
It's like Bugs Bunny and stuff, no, isn't it?
I know. Yeah, he's like, yeah, but like, where does he fit in? Like, what's the role of Yosemite Sam? What was the role?
Wasn't he always trying to catch Bugs Bunny?
I don't know. Or wasn't that Porky Pig?
No.
That was Elmer Fudd. No, Elmer Fudd. I'm hunting rabbit.
I happen to go webbit.
Yeah, that's Elmer Fudd. I don't know.
I don't know.
Interesting. Did you have a favorite character back in the day?
Bugs Bunny.
He was your favorite?
Yeah.
I like Daffy Duck.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
It explains a lot about you.
Really? Nice. That's moving right along, friends of the podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying.
I haven't watched James Corden, for months.
No, we're on hiatus. Because he's on too late. I don't even
know
when he's
on. He's on too late now.
He's like on too late. Like after midnight.
Something like that, yeah.
Who's staying up after midnight other than the HHG? HHG, she stay up after midnight.
Does she watch him?
She will watch him, but I think she watches more Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, okay.
And then Netflix. She's been binging Fleabag. Whatever that show is.
I'm binging The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
I don't know that show. Oh, but I like that character, though. But I don't know that. I don't know that show.
Such a funny show.
Did you watch Seth Meyers' stand-up yet?
No.
It's good. I thought it was funny.
I didn't want to hear about family life.
It's not. It's bare. Well, it is, but it's funny. It's not like he's not the Seth Meyers from his show.
Oh, okay.
For once, could you just watch a show that I ask you to watch?
I'm busy. I got to watch The Crown. Season 3 is out.
Yeah, I know. Who got you hooked on The Crown? I did.
I need to watch it. I am not interested in Seth Meyers.
It was really, really good. I wouldn't say that if I didn't believe it.
Okay, but I really want to watch The Crown first. So.
Okay, that's fine. Are you going to binge it? You're going to watch all of it?
But no, not in one sitting.
No?
But I'm going to do a couple episodes all at once.
It's getting good, right? It's getting good right now. Just like the royal family right now is getting...
Don't.
I'm there.
Don't. It's creepy. It's creepy.
It is. Prince Andrew, right? Yeah, he hasn't been good.
No. Nope.
He hasn't. No, he hasn't been good.
I don't want to talk about it. It's gross.
It is. It's gross and creepy. It's all over the news, right? And the thing is that he's always been, his nickname used to be Randy Andy. So don't tell me you're not capable of these creepy things, Randy Andy, because that was always your, he dated a porn star. Come on. Right. And now all you're doing is now you're just upsetting my queen. Or you're upsetting my girl.
Yeah.
And she's 93. She don't need this.
I think he needs to go find a place to hole up in.
Yeah. For like ever. Ugh. Right. Because he's irrelevant anyways. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. Thumbs down on him for sure.
Thumbs down.
Okay. So we're going to watch The Crown.
Yes.
You want to watch it together?
No.
I can tell you all about what's going on.
No.
It's getting really good.
I don't need you to help me watch a show.
You know what the beauty of The Crown is? And this goes against what the HHG theory is. Even though I've watched all the episodes, I wouldn't need to because I am a royal historian. So I already know what's going on if I hadn't watched them.
You're a royal historian.
I'm a royal historian, right? Oh, okay. I'm joining you live from the royal family room.
Yeah, this is true. You are.
Right? I'm joining you live from the royal family room right now, Samantha.
Uh-huh.
But guess what? Gibson's got a problem.
Oh, what?
Pigeons still.
Aren't they roosting yet? Aren't they like hibernating?
No. They're like wanting to make babies. They're wanting to keep warm and make babies. That's what they're doing. Right? They're wanting to make babies.
They're wanting to make babies.
Yeah, you can tell from the look in their little beady eyes that they're just waiting for another one to fly up behind them. And it's like, not on my patio. I think I'm more obsessed about them now than Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Because guess what? You're not having sex on my patio.
So what are you going to do? Cover your patio?
No, Mike wants to poison them with some bleach and a little bit of bread. Not enough to kill them.
Don't say that out loud.
Just enough to, he doesn't want to kill him. He just wants to teach him a lesson.
Don't.
I'm sure we're not going to do that. But I don't know what we're going to do because I don't know. How do you get rid of them? You must get them on your patio.
They actually love the roof of this building.
Yeah, right? And then you just hear them. And when you hear them, you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right? Ugh. Right? Yeah. That's their... And like, why don't they go, like every other bird is flying around trying to figure out which way Florida is. Why are the pigeons not part of that world?
I don't know.
Like they're just around all winter. You know what they are? They're sky rats, eh? Like they're rats in the sky. That's what they are, sky rats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I don't think they hibernate or sleep.
No, probably not.
No. They sleep right now when it's dark out. That's it. And then they wake up.
Because isn't that why we redid one of the bridges here in Saskatoon?
Yeah.
Because of all the pigeon poop?
All the pigeon shit, right? Because it was like going to break the bridge. Yeah, like you can't have that, right? Like it's so crazy.
That's gross.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what isn't gross? My new love for cabbage rolls.
Okay, since when?
Since Monday.
What happened since on Monday?
So on Monday, right, because the Bay had their little Christmas get together. And it's done, the people who cater it is the Touch of Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
And they do the cabbage rolls. And they do so good. The cabbage rolls are so, so good. And then I forgot that I love cabbage rolls so much.
You forgot.
I forgot, right? The other thing they do is they put on a really good turkey dinner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it was really, really good. And then you know what I saw, which wasn't really good? I saw an ad tonight for the Boston Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Must be in America because it's close to their Thanksgiving, and it's a Thanksgiving pizza. Ugh. Doesn't that sound horrible? Don't put Thanksgiving on a pizza.
No, you shouldn't.
Right? You should never put Thanksgiving on a pizza.
No, that's wrong.
No, right?
That's like so wrong. Like,
You can put a taco on a pizza, even though I don't agree with it. You can put lots of stuff on a pizza, but I don't think that turkey dinner should ever be on a pizza crust.
No.
No. It had like a little dollop of cranberries in the middle. I was like enraged, actually.
Oh,
I
was so gross.
Commercial. I'm like, who does that? Who does that, Samantha?
That's so gross.
I know. Right?
Are you on a bit of a food kick, though?
Well, I guess so, right? Because probably because of my passion. We tried a new food this weekend.
Oh, did you know?
Because it's a substitute for a mashed potato, and it's better for you.
Okay.
And what it is it's pureed cauliflower with bacon bits and a little bit of cheese. Oh my God, it's so good. So, like, you don't ever need a mashed potato again. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't taste like a potato. It tastes like a cauliflower. Right? It definitely, like, tastes like a cauliflower. But it was so good. Like, so, so good. You know? And who makes it? Ho, ho, ho. Green Giant. He makes it. The Green Giant makes it. So, you know it's good for you.
You got to know it's good for you.
Yeah. It was so, you should try it. You can buy it at the stores. I didn't just make that up, guys. As much as you probably were thinking, oh my God, how did she come up with that? That one I didn't do.
You did not make that up.
No. But then after I ate it, I'm like, probably could have.
Oh, God.
But I didn't. But yeah.
You didn't. You did not make it up.
No, we bought it. The Green Giant made it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I heard you have an issue with Subway pizza buns.
I got an issue with everything lately.
Yes, you do. And it has a lot to do with food.
Yeah, because it's not being done properly. And I am a food connoisseur, Samantha. Yeah. I'm a bit of a food snob. I think that's what they'd call me now, is I'm a food snob.
Oh, are you now? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So here's the problem with the Subway, right? Is that they have their pizza bun. I like a good pizza sub, just like the next guy does, right?
Uh-huh.
But you don't need to make the bread have pizza sauce on the bread. I could eat it because I eat with a knife and fork because I'm civilized that way. But how's the average person eating pizza, like a bun with pizza sauce on it with their paws?
Well, they're getting dirty. They're just going to get dirty.
That's gross, right? Like, you're putting your hands on the food. You're putting your hands on the sauce. Because it's on top of the bun. So my hands, because you know how you hold a sub, right?
Why is the sauce on top of the bun?
Because I don't know. I didn't make the bun. I can't do everything food, Sam. Right? I never once said that I'm about breads. I don't know about breads and pastries, okay?
Okay.
I haven't got to that part of the Food Network yet. And hopefully I'm back to work full time before I have to get to there. Just saying. Right, because I'm not really interested in buns and pastry.
Okay,
whatever. But no, so haven't you seen the commercial? So on the bun, you know how they cut the bun in half. On the top of the bun it looks like a little pizza. So they have like a little dollop of sauce and some cheese. Where do my hands go?
I think it's sitting in the bread, though.
It's on top of the bread. Yeah, so it might be baked into the bread, but if my hands are still there. Well, I'm getting that sauce. Am I putting my sauce in the thing, like my fingers in the sauce? I don't get it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
The fact that we're talking about this and you seem very serious about it makes me very worried for you.
Why? No, I'm just saying. Like, I don't get why these things never cross your mind.
I have other things to think about.
No. Even when I'm working full time, this shit still crosses my mind. It's a commercial. I see the commercial and I'm like, I don't understand. I try and picture if I wasn't eating with a knife and fork, I try and picture my hands on the bun. And I'm like, my hands are just sitting in sauce. That's unless it's a chicken wing, then that's different.
It's different.
It's different,
okay, but I got something else though.
Okay, tell me.
Burger King is being sued by vegans for cooking the Impossible Burger on the same grill and beside regular burgers.
Oh. Wow.
That's not very vegan.
That's not very vegan. The vegans aren't going to be wanting that, right?
No.
They don't want their food nestled up beside our food.
No.
No.
No. Huh. No.
But do you need to sue them, or can you just like drop something in the Dropbox? Do we need to get sued, or could you just suggest maybe that's like maybe Burger King doesn't know the, all the ins and the outs?
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe
like,
they didn't.
I'm not a vegan. I just eat food. I wouldn't know. Like, I just, like, how long ago did we know that the chickens needed to be running freely? We didn't, like, we didn't know that stuff for a long time. So if nobody tells, like, don't sue me because my chicken's not running freely. Just tell me it's supposed to. Okay. I gotcha. All right. The cage is gone. Right? My cat runs freely. My dog runs freely. Everybody's running freely.
Right? Everybody
runs Everybody's free. Happy. Everybody's just running free. Right? But if we don't know that, then how are we supposed to know?
I don't know.
Wow. Hey, but I could see why people wouldn't be happy with that.
Oh, for sure. Vegans would be very upset to know that meat was touching their vegan burger.
But could you flip it? Are we upset that non-meat is close to our burger?
We could.
But the argument doesn't seem quite as strong.
No.
Right? Nobody cares about you.
Nobody cares.
Interesting.
No. Huh. Yeah. Interesting. Oh, but I got something way more interesting than that.
Okay.
Donnie and Marie. The Osmonds.
There's
the Osmonds. I know. Celebrated their last show in Vegas recently. They had been there for 10 years.
Wow. Like how old? Like, wow. Hey,
they old.
He's a little bit, you know, I'm a little bit country.
Country.
I'm a little bit rock and roll. Right. A little bit of music in my soul. I remember that song. She was a little bit country and he was a little bit rock and roll. Right. Wow. He was dreamy back in the day, wasn't he?
Oh, Donny Osmond was so dreamy.
Yeah. I think he was more my sister and my cousin Robin's guy, because I think we were a little young, but we knew about it. But yeah. I remember watching they had their show on TV too. Wow. So they're leaving.
Huh. Yeah, they're leaving Vegas. They're ending their Vegas residency.
How does he look, I wonder?
He's not bad.
Not bad?
Huh. Yeah, not bad.
Because she looks good, but I think she needs to like cut her hair or something.
No, she's had work done.
Okay. Well, you know, got the money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I still wouldn't do it, but it's not my cup of tea.
Okay. But speaking of songs, because we knew that they sang that particular song, right?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll. Okay. Songs that stick in your head.
Well, apparently that was one.
After only hearing them once.
Okay.
Bye bye, Miss American Pie.
Yes, absolutely.
Throw my Chevy to the levee and the levee was dry.
Yeah. That's true, hey?
Right?
What is that?
It's so old, that song, but it doesn't matter because you can be like, and then you're singing because you know all the song, you know the whole thing, and you're just
listening, cranking up the tunes.
Yeah.
You know what? It's exactly the exact same thing is like with Anne Murray's Snowbird. So when you hear Snowbird on the radio, you're like, spread your tiny wings and fly away. And take the Snowbird back with you where it came from on that day.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Forever. No. Right, and you're just like cranking it up. You're like, oh my God, it's Snowbird.
Stop.
And you're cranking it.
Stop.
And you got your arm on the window and you're like, yeah.
No, actually. No.
I think that's one that sticks in your head. It's so catchy.
How about this one? Baby shark. Baby shark.
Baby shark. Right? Mommy
shark. Like, nobody should know this song.
No.
Nobody should know that song.
And you know what? No song should make my heart as happy as that song does. Right? Like that song makes my heart happy because it's just good for your heart.
It is good for your heart.
It is. What about, do you remember this one? It's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes. Right? You know that one by Nelly, right?
A little bit,
right? You know that one, right? How would we know? Right?
How about this one? Baby got back.
Yeah.
Right?
I like butts and I cannot lie.
Right?
Remember Ross sang that one to Rachel on Friends.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm saying it to the baby, or it was the song that they sang on that one. Okay, oh, I have my one. God. Okay, and you won't like this one, but what about like Slim Shady, right? Look who's back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend, look who's back, look who's back, look who's back. Nobody loves Eminem like me.
That's true. Right? That's true.
Right. Da, na, na, na. All right, just saying. Just saying.
Who let the dogs out?
Ooh. Oh my God.
Who let the dogs out?
So here's a funny story about that song, okay? So that song was really popular the year I got married. And when we had our wedding, we had a wedding in Niagara Falls, and then we had a wedding dance back here, right, for friends and Mike's family. And that song came on at our Saskatoon wedding. And, you know, okay, so quiet, reserved Mike Gibson had a couple too many drinks, and uh-huh. He knew every word to that song, and he was dancing on the dance floor. And that's not a pretty sight, right? Like 6'6" dancing is not good. Because there's no rhythm in that.
Yeah.
Right? There's no rhythm in that. And he knew every single word. And I'm like, I'm like, who are you? Right? He knew every single word. And
that's like, that proves awesome. Your
point. Right? That just proves your point right there, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So crazy. What else you got?
Okay. Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Oh, yeah. By Queen. Is that by Queen?
In the crossbar.
Or landslide. I don't know.
Landslide. No escape from reality.
I think. Yeah,
Queen. Any Queen song.
Because it's anthems.
It's anthems.
Yeah.
Any Queen song. True.
What about I Wanna Be a Cowboy? I used to be my cowboy. Right? What about that one?
Right? I'm too sexy for my hat. Too
oh my
for
God. My
I'm too sexy.
Like, whatever happened to Right Said Fred?
Pussycat.
Right? Whatever happened to Right Said Fred? Right? Bring back Right Said Fred, I tell you, right? I am a model. That's such a bad. That's up there with, remember that crazy one? I'm a Barbie girl
in
a Barbie world.
Perfect.
Yeah. Life in plastic. Sick. It's fantastic. Oh my God, that's funny.
I'm never going to give you up. I'm never going to let you down.
I hate that guy so much.
Rick Astley's awesome.
I know you love him. You love him. I claim no fame to that dude.
Yeah. Take me down to Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Yeah.
So my question is, why do songs stick in our head like that?
Because, and why do we know all the words?
All the words. Like last week we were singing a Carpenter song that we knew all the words to. Right? Why do we know that shit? Why do we know the Carpenters? Right? Right? Wasn't like I never had the 45 or the 8. Like we never, like they weren't our music.
No.
But you know them, right?
I think we've associated it with something.
I guess. Yeah.
It has like a catchy tune to it. Maybe. Yeah,
maybe. But it's like okay. So
Baby Shark. Do, 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 do.
So good. Such a good song. Right. But it's like take Christmas carols. Like why do we know we hear them once a year? Why do we know every single, like, why do I know every single lyric to Melakaliki Maka is the thing to say on right? Hawaiian Christmas. I don't know Hawaiian. But I know that song. I know, right? It taught me something, right? Like, why do we know that?
Why do I know the words to Santa Baby?
Oh,
that doesn't seem right.
I know, right? And you know every single word of them. It's so funny.
Last Christmas, you gave me a. I gave you
my.
That's
so bad. That's so bad, right? But I think that, like. Because the thing is that a good song, you know more than just the chorus, right? So like Baby Shark, for example, right? We know more than just the chorus is Baby Shark to do. And when you get into like Mummy Shark, Grandma Shark, right? You know more than just the chorus. You know the whole song.
Yeah, you do.
Right? Which is kind of crazy.
Okay, so what about songs like YMCA or Respect? It's like...
Those are just... Yeah.
It's like... We're spelling out a word.
Well, and with YMCA, like that night that me and you and the HHG were at Hudson's and YMCA came on and here's three idiots and we're like doing the actions in our chair. Why are we doing actions? Why is there actions? Same with Baby Shark. Why are we doing the action? Why are we doing Shark? right? Why, when it's Grandpa Shark, we're bigger, and when it's Baby Shark, it's just our two little fingers, right? Right? Like, yeah, like, who decided that there's actions to the word? Like, I get the hokey pokey, right? Put your left arm in, you put your left, I get that arm. Song, yeah. But I don't get, you know, when you were a kid. Hey, go ahead.
That reminds me of the Macarena.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's another one with all the actions, right? You know, did you ever, when you were a kid, do that song Farmer in the Dell?
Yes.
Right,
that's farmer in the Dell. Farmer in the Dell.
Right, remember, you never wanted to be the cheese.
The farmer in the Dell.
Right, the farmer picks all these people. You never wanted to be the cheese.
No.
Right, because that was the cheese gets the rat or something like that. wasn't very positive, but it's kind of the same like for commercials too, right? Because like why like. I don't even know if this even exists. Like, I don't even know if Alka-Seltzer still exists, but yet the song Plop, Plop, Fizz, Fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Yeah. We know.
Right? I know.
Right?
Yeah. What about I'm Stuck on Band-Aid?
Yeah, it's so weird, hey?
You know that song?
Well, completely know it, right? Or what about, what's the one, the new Pepto-Bismol one that's like horrible and they're all in the pink suits and you do the actions and then everybody touches their asshole, right? Because it's like, right? Heartburn, nausea, diarrhea, and everybody takes their hand and puts it on their bum, right? Because that's what they do in the commercial.
Oh, right? God. That is what so about weird.
This one remember this one from your youth from the commercials? To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun?
It's a McDonald's commercial.
Why do we know that?
I don't know. Why do you know that?
I know, right? Because I know lots of useless information.
How about the Gilligan's Island theme song?
I don't think I know it. Oh, yes, I do. The Skipper to the Millionaire and his wife.
The movie star, Professor Anne Marianne.
It's so weird, right? It's like the facts of life. You take the good, you take the bad, you take the both. There you
now
have
you the have facts, the facts of life. Right? Why it's do we so know funny. That?
I don't know. And then if you Google it, you find out that it has like eight verses to it. And it's like, wow, who knew all that? Right? I don't know, Samantha.
But it's like, it's what do they call it? They call it an earworm. Once it gets, it's because it's so catchy. It gets in your head and it just keeps playing and playing.
I used to, when I was like in high school or university, I used to wish that I would get an earworm for school, right? That you could just like, you know, right? You could do all that.
How about 8675309?
Everybody knows that one, right? Jenny.
Yeah. Can I turn to?
It's so yeah. It's just. Yeah, like it's just, I don't know, things just stick in your head and then I think that they just stay with you for a lifetime. Like let's revisit this in 40 years, okay?
Oh,
and
good God.
And still remember the songs. Right? Like it'd be kind of funny, right?
Here's hoping I remember my name in 40 years.
Well, you might not, right? Well, because that's going to make you really, that'll make you as old as Mickey Mouse right now.
Oh, there you right? go.
Yeah. Right? You be old.
You be old too.
You be old. Yeah, I would be, but not quite as old as you.
So, Lisa,
Samantha,
we haven't figured out why when we hear a song, it stays with us.
We don't know. It just does. It's the beauty.
But the beauty is that it happens to everybody.
Yeah. Everybody knows that. Everybody has their songs that are always in their head, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of funny.
Okay. You know. Well, you know what we got to do now?
Well, you know what? Since songs always stay in our head, Samantha. I think we want to make sure that I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam always stays in people's heads.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what we want to do? We want to, you know, we've had new people join our group too. So people people are listening to us and they are inviting people to our group. And there's been more interaction this week. You know what? Again, you and I, we have let people down. We have not interacted with people.
I did people, today. No,
did you today? I know, but we didn't go back and like say that everybody was picking that they want to keep the same haircut.
I don't.
No, I know. You at first you put the wrong thing.
I did. I answered wrong.
I'm like, oh my God, you only get a new phone because I'm like, it's time for a new phone, Sam. Right? And then I pressure you, right?
That's true. You do.
You know, I thought your mom's was funny because your mom was like, I'll keep the same hairstyle. And I'm like, Sheila, you never get a new phone.
She does want to get a new phone.
I know. But do we want to live through that again?
No.
No.
Sorry, Mom. Right? We don't. Sorry.
You keep your phone. You keep what you got till it breaks. You're fine. You know? So, yeah. So I think, so we've had lots of fun with Facebook this week.
Instagram's been good. I killed it with Monday's Facebook, people.
You did.
A little kitten in a circuit.
I know. And then I stole it and put it on the Instagram.
On the Instagram.
Right? I'm like, that's a good one, Samantha. Yeah. Yeah, you did. It was a good one. So yeah, absolutely.
Basically, guys, we want you to invite the people that you know to join our group, listen to the podcast, talk to us. You know that Caroline just dropped something into our Facebook too.
Oh, what'd she drop?
Well, you answered it too. It was about mom. Oh.
Yes. Well, I did. That's right. I saw it and I thought that's 100% you and your mom. Right. So I thought that was good. And then she posted today too about somebody cooking what was going to be the equivalent to the McRib. Sadly, just disappointed to say we didn't get there.
Aww.
I know, right? And then Shauna from C95. So I don't know. You must not have been listening to the radio at that time because that's how Caroline heard from it. Shauna from C95, she replied and she's like, oh, it sounded so delicious.
Oh, God. Yeah.
We got to get our girl back on the show.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to try.
We need to get our girl on the show.
Okay. Yeah. Lisa, do you have an I shake my head?
I do, Samantha. So
what is it?
Okay. Well, you know what? Here's the funny thing, right? They're called earbuds for a reason.
Thank God.
Here's my thing. I'm sitting at the doctor's, right? And you know, when you're in the reception area, it's kind of implied that you're kind of trying to be quiet. Dude has his phone on. He's watching YouTube videos. Well, I didn't ask to watch YouTube videos with him, right? So I don't need to hear your YouTube video. And all I thought was, you know what? Like, get some earbuds and put them in.
Okay.
And then enjoy your stupid YouTube videos all that you want.
Okay.
Right? I don't need to hear it. That was my shake my head. Why? You're in a, like, you're in a very quiet place. Like, shh, earbuds in. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I got a fun one.
Okay.
And I was a little worried about it tonight.
Oh.
Because I have a new neighbor across the hall in my apartment building.
Uh-huh.
He has a dog.
Oh,
and I don't care. I like pets. They're good. Yeah. He leaves his dog for what seems like a really long time. And I'm not sure if he understands that his dog is sad when he leaves.
Oh.
Because this dog barks the moment he's gone.
Wow.
Paws the door.
Yeah.
And then sporadically throughout the whole entire time this gentleman is gone.
Yeah.
Howls.
Really? What type of dog is it?
I have no idea. It sounds big.
It sounds big.
And all I think is, oh my God, give your dog another pet.
Yes.
Leave the TV on. Something. Give him a treat. Give him a toy. Give him something, you stupid asshole.
Maybe you need to get the dog a pet or give the dog a treat.
No. This is not my responsibility. Why we're letting dogs into this apartment building, I really don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that.
But now I'm choked. And you know what happens when I'm choked.
You're not going to let it go.
Nope.
You are not going to let it go.
So I'm shaking my head.
Wait till that dog keeps you up one night.
You know what? I feel sorry for the dog.
Yeah. Well, that's
He's lonely. He's lonely.
And how long? Well, I mean, you know, you actually would have to pay attention to how long he really is left by himself for.
It doesn't matter. He's causing a disturbance and that's not cool.
No.
That's not cool. It's not the dog's fault.
He don't know.
No.
He don't know any better. That's too bad.
But you know what I do know?
What?
The topic for next week.
Which is?
We're going back. We're bringing the boys back.
Oh, no.
We're going to get in touch with Steve, John, and Ricky Bobby.
Have you talked to Ricky Bobby to ask if Ricky Bobby's available?
No, but I'm going to assume Ricky Bobby's coming.
And you know what? Because if memory serves, you are actually Ricky. Your male alter ego is actually Ricky Bobby's guardian, if memory serves. So I'm leaving that up to you.
Okay. But this is for November. We're bringing back our alter egos.
Okay. Steve and John.
Steve, John, or Ricky Bobby?
Steve, John, or Ricky Bobby. And if Ricky Bobby isn't with us, it's because Ricky Bobby's in jail.
Ricky Bobby, he in jail.
Yeah. But we are going to do our best. We're going to have to kidnap there. Ricky Bobby, hey? You know that. We're going to have to lie to Ricky Bobby.
Probably.
We're going to have to lie and come up with an excuse and get him in the car. And
yeah. We'll see. Right. We'll okay. see.
We'll okay. see. All right. I look forward to it. Friends of the podcast, we have merchandise.
Merch.
Maybe you need to buy it. Maybe you need to buy something for your holidays, for your whether you're going away or for a friend for the holiday season. Just go to www.ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And we also have Patreon. And what that is that if you want to support the podcast, help us out. We've been told that we're buying new microphones tomorrow. So it goes and to yes. things like that. And yes right? Yes. It goes to things like that, your support. And you can go to www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. And it just helps support the podcast. And if we bring some joy to your life and you like what you hear and you want to help us out a little bit, for as little as $2, we would appreciate.
You know it. Right. And also, we would like to thank Audio Editing Solutions for making us sound so good. Again, he helped us out tonight by recording us through Werribee. So,
and apparently, we might sound.
Thank you, John.
And apparently, we might sound a little, what is it, refurbished? Is that what we're sounding?
No.
Are we sounding refurbished?
No, we're not refurbished. No. We might sound a little
overmodulated.
Overmodulated. It came from somewhere, like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, yeah, it's just a floating head. It's just a voice. Yeah, we might be overmodulated.
Yeah,
but we couldn't avoid it this week.
Nope.
All right.
Okay. Check out our social media, everybody. It's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search "I Shake My Head," and we are there. Please come and join us. We post. We have fun. We talk to our people. People talk to us. We talk to them.
Just a good time.
Yeah.
Come and laugh at our ridiculousness. If you have a topic you want us to talk about, feel free to drop it on our Facebook page. We will chat. We'll talk about it
for sure. See, we will.
Right. We're always looking for stuff to talk about.
Yep.
All right, Samantha, it's past your bedtime. Your glass slipper's off, right?
Thanks, Lisa.
I'm just saying, right? All right. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
This was a podcast from the Podfix Network. You can check out more shows like it at podfixnetwork.com.